the preservation of our way of life. These service men and women are worthy of far greater recognition than markers. The sacrifices they made and the deeds they performed shall be written in history and shall remain alive in our memories for generations to come. We express sincerely our pride and gratitude for the tasks they fulfilled. I'd like to ask the children of Joyful Morning Nursery School to come over. Are they signing it? Okay. All right. The children are going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then they're going to lead us in God Bless America. Flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America, land that I love, beside her and guide her, hide from above. Thank you very much. Terrific job. Thank you. I'd like to ask Pastor Nelson to come forward for the invocation.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this Memorial Day, we remember before you those men and women in the armed services who gave their lives so that we may be a free people. No greater love has any man than to lay down his life for his friends. Help us this day to remember their sacrifice. Help us each day to live responsibly in the freedoms bought at such a high price. Grant your divine protection to those in military service today who are at risk protecting us and our freedoms. Grant them success that evil and terror may be thwarted and that peace, justice, and freedom may reign. And I ask this through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Recover. Comrades, this day is sacred with almost visible presence of those who have gone before us. We honor the memory of those who gave their lives in the service of our country and of those others who have dropped their burdens by the wayside of life and are gone to their eternal rest. May the ceremonies of today deepen your reverence for our departed friends and comrades. Let us pledge our renewal of loyalty to our country and its flag. Let us resolve by word and deed to emphasize the privilege and duty of patriotism. I'd like to ask fill-in chaplain George Wilk to come forward, please.
Let us pray. Almighty God, giver of all victories, we thank thee for the opportunities which abide in our land, for thy giants, for their guidance in the honor of peril, and the tender love in times of need. Help us to remember with reverence the valor and devotion of our departed comrades, not only those who bodies consecrated our country's soil, but also those who sleep beyond the seas, and those who others whose resting places will not be known until the last day when the deep will have given up this dead. O God, teach us to honor them by ever cherishing the ideals for which they fought. Keep us steadfast in the cause of human rights and liberty, of law and order, and true meritism. Give us the power to see and the will to do the right. Grant that the American Legion may preserve the high idea for which our comrades died. May the merciful blessing rest upon those left behind. Keep us forever firm in righteousness, humble of the heart, unselfish in the purpose. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recover. I'd like to ask our Grand Marshal, Bob Tarpinian, to step a few steps forward and recognized. Bob is a member of our American Legion posts. After three attempts to enlist in the Navy, Bob entered the Navy on July 19, 1943. His first three attempts were denied because he was only 17 years old. He went to the Great Lakes Naval Training Center for 8 weeks, then to Virginia for amphibious training, then on to Florida for small boat training. In January 1944, he was assigned to LST, which is a large ship landing craft, 55 at New Orleans. Then, by way of Nova Scotia, he joined one of the largest convoys to England. On arriving in England, he was transferred to LST number 289. Which was badly damaged while participating in Exercise Tiger. Two other LSTs were sunk. The ships were attacked by German boats. Exercise Tiger was a training exercise for the invasion of France on June 6, 1944, and since it was a secret operation, the attack was kept secret in order to keep as much information about the preparation of D-Day from the Germans as possible. Over 500 personnel were lost that day in Exercise Tiger, and it was not until November 1995 a plaque and tree were dedicated at Arlington National Cemetery. Bob was transferred back to LST 55. While on the beach assisting an injured officer, a German shell exploded and he was injured. When he regained consciousness, he was being transported to a medical ship. His mother was incorrectly notified by telegram that he was missing in action. The POW MIA flag flying behind me was provided by Bob and his wife in honor of his father, who served in World War I, and his brother, and served in World War II. I'd like to thank Bob for his service.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Pleasure.
God provided for a beautiful day for our memorial
yep.
service.
Yep. Thank you. Yep. I know we have at least one other World War II vet here, Earl Hotelling, if he wants to stand up. Is there anybody else? Yeah, and we have a Pearl Harbor survivor here. Any other World War II vets? Thank you very much. I'd like to ask Pastor Nelson to come back. He has a special memorial to read.
Rich Lorenz was to share with you this morning, but he's unable to be here today, so he passed this assignment on to me. Last October, a member of the Greatest Generation, Bob Knapp, died. He was a quiet man, a humble man. I didn't know anything about his service to our nation, but recently, as some members of our church were going through his papers, they discovered a little bit about what he did and how he served our nation during World War II. Bob Knapp served on Guadalcanal, an island in the South Pacific, one of the earliest battles in World War II against the Japanese. And it was a pitched battle with thousands of lives lost. But soon after that battle, they had a memorial service. And discovered among Bob's papers was the outline given for that memorial service. So I'm just going to share with you a message going back from 1943 from General Lawton Collins, commanding general, the 25th Infantry Division. We are gathered here today in the American Cemetery on Guadalcanal in respect and memory of our fellow soldiers who have died on this island. Without distinction as to creed or heritage, we offer our united prayers in their behalf to their common maker. And as we pray that their sacrifices may be acceptable to him, we grieve for their loss, as we would for our own sons and our own brothers. But as we look over this quiet scene, so peaceful now in the morning light, these dauntless dead seem to answer us and say, "Grieve not. We have lived to the full our youthful lives. There are no regrets among us. We have a clearer picture now of why we fought and died in this far-off place. We fought to preserve inviolate those things which in the privacy of our hearts we call America, our homes, our loved ones, our blessed land, our freedom of thought and religion, our priceless right to live our individual lives as we see fit. There can be no real tragedy in dying for such things, unless they are lost. Grieve not. Keep up the fight." The general continues, "We will keep up the fight. And so, as we offer up our prayers this morning for the men who died here, let us ask the Almighty God for a share of their strength, their loyalty, their bravery, their willingness for self-sacrifice. If we can thus infuse ourselves with the essence of their spirit, they will truly never die, but will live on within us, strengthening and guiding us in the fight that lies ahead. Then shall we be loyal to these gallant men and pledge to them our lives, that their America shall triumph." Signed, J. Lawton Collins, Major General, U.S. Army.
Thank you. I'd like to ask Pastor Tony of the Grace Assembly of God. Here he comes. A lot of you are probably wondering what the table is here. It's a POW MIA table, which is set up at most military organization functions. And Pastor will give an explanation of it.
This table is set to remind us of our nation's heroes, those that swore on their lives to protect our values and defend our nation. We set this table to honor and to remember them, for they are not with us. This table, which is round, to show our everlasting concern, will be set for all POWs, MIAs, so that we may always remember. The chair is empty, for they are not here. Though we ever hope for their return, today we remember. The white tablecloth, which stands for purity and their willingness to answer our country's call to arms, so that future generations will remain free, we remember. The table, which is set for only one, symbolizing the frailty of one against all of his oppressors, and so we remember. The wine glass is inverted. They cannot toast with us today, for they are not here. Maybe tomorrow, when they are home, if we would remember. The candle reminds us of the light of hope that lives in our hearts to light the way home from their captors and back to a grateful nation. The black ribbon on the candle reminds us of those who will never be coming home. We must remember. The single rose reminds us of loved ones and families of our comrades who keep the faith and await their return. The red ribbon on the vase, just like the ones worn by thousands at home that admire their will, determination, and who demand a proper accounting of all of our missing, we must remember. The slice of lemon is on the plate to remind us of their bitter fate if we do not bring them home. We must remember. The salt on the table symbolizes the family's tears as they wait and as they remember. The Bible, which represents strength achieved from faith, helping to sustain those lost from our country, founded as one nation under God, may we remember. The faded picture on the table serves as a reminder to the families that they are loved and missed very much. We must remember. The candle will be lit to symbolize the upward reach of their unique and unequaled spirit. We must remember. And I ask, as you look upon this empty table, remember not ghosts of the past, but remember our heroes. Remember how we depended on each of them every day, and how they now depend on us to bring them home. Remember our friends, the ones we loved, for they love life and freedom as we do. Remember all of you who serve with them, who call them comrades, who served at their side in good times and in bad. They were there for you. Now you need to be there for them. May we always remember.
Again, our nation has assembled to honor its heroic dead. 1,000 battles of land and sea and air echo the glory of their valiant deeds. Under the quiet sod or beneath the murmuring waves, their bodies sleep in peace. But in the destiny of veterans, their souls go marching on. Because of them, our lives are free. Because of them, our nation lives. When we recall the things they did, the hero hosts seem mighty in our midst. When peril threatened and the country called, with what divine self-sacrifice they left their paths of place to spring to arms, to make their breasts the barricade against the nation's foes. No sorrow for the loved ones left behind could dim the purpose in their souls. No weariness of march and watch could keep them from their heart's desire. No horror of the field or sea or air could beat their courage down. They fought for us they fell. Now with one accord in deepest reverence, we do them honor. Let us not remember them in anguish. They would not wish our pity. For their sakes, also least, let us not forget the loved ones left behind. Our tears of word of sympathy cannot bring back the comfort of those loving hands or the music of those voices stilled. Only the solemn pride of having given more than all the rest is theirs who live to weep. But all the world, because of what they gave, is debtor to them. Comrades, on this Memorial Day, let us pledge ourselves anew to patriotic service. Let us make ourselves the friend and brother, son and father of those who will not see their own again in mortal flesh. Let us grasp with fearless hands the flag so nobly borne high, and like those others, plant it always on the battlements of righteousness. All who stand with us today, will you not concentrate yourselves with us to emulate their service, that those who rest in heroes' graves may not have died in vain? Let us stand with bowed heads in solemn memory of our heroic dead. I'd like to have a representative of the American Legion Post and the Lady Auxiliary to place the wreaths. The Carroll Fire Department and the Auxiliary. Round Top Fire Department and Auxiliary. Kadima Lodge and the Shriners. Grace Assembly of God. I believe the Boy Scouts were going to place some flowers, some flags. No? The Boy Scouts here? Oh, the Little League, I'm sorry. Oh, I guess the Little League, no? Rotary? Is there anyone else who would have to wreath their flags to place? I'd like to ask Megan Adrian and Rachel Casisto to come forward for the national anthem.
Early light, what so proud? twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and now it's red glare, the victor's still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you. Officer in charge of firing squad, take charge. All units, present arms, taps. What arms? I'd like to ask Sergeant Carlton of the Leeds National Guard to come forward, and in accordance with the National Flag Code, the flag goes back up on full staff for Memorial Day.
Arms.
I'd like to ask Pastor Nelson to come back for a benediction.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, keep this nation under your care. Bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and may be a blessing to other nations. Help all citizens live an honorable way of life. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful. In times of trouble, give us a strong trust in you. At all times, help us to cherish our freedoms. And help us to remember those who have paid the price that we may be a free people. And I ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God bless this assembly, and may God bless America. Amen.
This concludes our ceremony for today. But I'd like to say a few thank yous. I'd like to ask Bill Alfeld to take a few steps forward. Because without Bill, none of this would be possible, really. He starts working in January and does an awful lot to get this going. Without him, like I said, I don't think we'd be here without this good of a turnout. And I don't know where to begin thanking everybody, but I'd like to thank the radio station for the sound system, the fire departments, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, the Army, National Guard, Boy Scouts, American Legion. I don't know, it's almost impossible to list everybody. I don't know where Tommy Alfeld went, but for all these floats that the Grace Assembly of God makes up, they spend a lot of time on them, and it really is an impressive sight to see it, and the effort and the time and the love they put into them. And I also just like to thank all the citizens for coming out and supporting us on this day. All right? Thank you very much for coming, and go have a hot dog and soda. Thank you very much.